Hi, I'm Kasha. So I am currently in the house that I grew up in New Jersey. I'm a fifth year business major at Northeastern University interviewing Jared. Jared, could you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Jared Walpurgis. I'm a third year Asian Studies major, also at Northeastern University. I'm living on campus this semester. It's currently 6 p.m. on the 19th of September, and I give my consent to be interviewed for this Northeastern interview.
Great, you beat me to it for my next two questions.
Yep.
And this interview should last anywhere between 5 to 8 minutes. Does that work for you?
Sounds good.
Awesome. So where were you when you first heard about the coronavirus?
I was beginning my second semester of my second year. It was around probably early to mid-January, and I don't actually remember where I first heard about it. It was like making its way into public discourse at that point in the US, but no one was really taking it seriously, myself included. And then it just very quickly escalated from there. Like, coming at the beginning of March, my family went on a trip to Disney World that we had planned like a year and a half before, during my spring break. And no one really bothered to mention it. Like, there were no, like, Disney World themselves did not have any sort of, like, signs or regulations about it at that point. And when we got back, the Northeastern was like beginning to start talking about it. Like, Boston blew up from having one case to having like 200 within a couple of days. And then we were all kicked out about, or classes were moved online 2 to 3 days after coming back from spring break. And then from there, we were kicked out with 72 hours notice 2 days later. So that was the end of in person that semester.
Right. Where did you go after everyone was kicked off campus?
So I went back to my childhood home up in Troy, New York. It's right by Albany, and lived there for the next 6 months until the start of this semester, where I moved back to Boston.
Gotcha. How did you spend those 6 months back at home?
Very, very boringly. So the first month was a bit of a mess because we still had to finish the last semester, but it was all online and no one knew what they were doing. So that was pretty stressful. And then after that source of stress just ended, it just became this monotonous day-to-day doing almost the exact same thing every day. So by the last month, by August, I was just looking forward to the start of school so something different would happen so I could leave and go back to a not boring suburban town and go to a real city.
Right, is that why you're on campus at the moment?
Yep, that was one of the key motivating factors to not taking the semester purely remotely and being somewhat local.
Gotcha. And Northeastern has this hybrid course setup going on. Is that something you're partaking in?
The option is available, but none of my professors like are coming to campus. They all said they were going to teach remotely. So rather than go to a classroom and sit on Zoom, I'm just staying in my apartment and taking all
Gotcha.
my classes remotely.
Do you think they're being just as effective in being able to teach students online as it would be in person?
With the types of classes I'm taking, I think it's being somewhat similar. I know from certain friends that like labs for STEM courses are more annoying because like all of those have to be in person, they're group activities, so they're definitely limited more than just discussions, which can pretty easily translate online, especially with the way all of my homework is, which is literally just posting discussions and responding to each other, which is a bit of a mess with scheduling, but it's because every single class is the same, I then like kind of lose track of what's due when. for my respective classes, but it's been kind of fine with my coursework, but I don't think all of my STEM friends are entirely translating as easily.
Okay. And what is the setup for you like right now in taking these classes? Are you just doing it at your desk basically on a daily basis in your apartment on campus?
Pretty much. I've been at the kitchen table for the last couple weeks because wired internet in Northeastern was just completely down since I moved
in. Is it the closest to the router in the kitchen?
It was just like my desk is entirely covered with my desktop, so I migrated out to the kitchen to set up my laptop because my desktop does not have a Wi-Fi card. So without wired internet, this became kind of useless. So I moved.
Right. Who else is with you in that apartment?
Three other friends from the last year and a half. We're all taking our classes completely remotely. One of my roommates is taking one class in person because the professor's actually going. So
okay.
He's taking advantage of that. Because it is a language course, so in person, like having the professor just there is definitely a lot easier.
Gotcha. Does it get annoying by having to do all of this online with two or three other roommates in basically the same room as you?
So we live in a two single, one double. So the two kids and the two singles, they're fine. While the walls are pretty thin, so sound like carries pretty easily here. The only problem that like scheduling that comes up is my actual roommate in the double, because I live in the double. He has class at the same time as one of mine, so that's when it gets a bit, like, we both mute so that we don't interrupt mm-hmm. each other's respective classes. So at first, it was, like, the very first day, like, that was a bit, I wasn't muting for that because my professor was like, everybody, unmute, we're going to have a fun class. And then he spoke, and then I was just like, oh, yikes, I know our situation. But from that point, it was fine. It was just the first instance that was a problem.
And given that you're living on campus with more precautions from Northeastern, what kind of things do you have to keep in mind nowadays that you didn't even have to worry about 6 months before?
I guess coordinating spending time with people is more complicated because Northeastern is doing no visitors and you can't really like loiter anywhere, like at least in buildings. So this first month where the weather is still okay, it's been a lot of meet up on this quad or let's like get food and get a bunch of lawn chairs, mm-hmm. like that kind of thing. So seeing people a lot less. Also, I'm part of eBoard on a club, so we've been doing a full transition online, which is kind of annoying because we have to figure out how we're going to plan new meetings and what we're actually going to do during the meetings. But I think we've been setting up a okay online community. I'm the head moderator of it, so it's been a bit.
Gotcha.
I've been spending a lot of time tinkering with our server that we're using.
And did you hear about Northeastern kicking off 11 freshmen a couple of days or even weeks ago now because they were at a party?
Yeah, that made the rounds. A lot of people were, it's been kind of like with upperclassmen, it's been kind of like, oh man, classic freshmen. But the news itself, I've been seeing so many news articles. I think every single news outlet that would appear in my feed had its own article on it. So it kind of got a bit repetitive at that point, but you have to feel bad for them, like in some regard. Like, sure, they were being dumb and they were being dumb enough to get caught too, but mm-hmm. like they're seniors right out of high school. and they're like, all right, we're in college now. And, like, they now have to, I guess, live with that, that their freshman year they got removed from their school. So they have to, like, go find another one. They have to go through the whole application process again. They're now, like, in this right. weird limbo between being a high school student and a college student. Like, that sounds pretty rough.
Right. Well, I wanted to get more of an idea of what the almost the culture and atmosphere is like at Northeastern. I think you provided that. So thank you for your time today.
All right. Thanks. It's been a pleasure to do this.
I appreciate it. And scene.